Good evening, everybody. This is R2 UK, also known as Ruth. It is Monday, the 6th of December, 2010, and this is my Audioboo audio blog. I want to start off today by something I should have said in my last boo and forgot. Welcome to my friend Yana, who is now active on Audioboo. Yippee! And her Audioboo name is JN2N, I think. I keep wanting to say J2EE, and I know that's not right. So, yes, JN2N. And I wanted to respond in this boo to the question that she raised, which is, how on earth do you keep your house tidy when you have small children? I wish I knew. I really do wish I knew. You were asking a specific question about whether it's worth getting some extra storage and having a whole something with drawers so you can put all the cars in one drawer and all the dolls in another drawer and that sort of thing. Extra storage certainly helps, but don't hold much hope out for keeping things neat and tidy in the right drawers. Certainly not if Emilia is anything like Catherine. When we moved Catherine into her big girl bedroom, we did actually put some storage into her bedroom, and that was the first time that we started putting toys in the bedroom with her, because we thought she was probably old enough to go to bed and go to sleep when we told her to. And on the whole, she has. I don't think we've ever had to go in and tell her off for getting up and playing with stuff. We did have a couple of times early on where she got up very early and was playing with stuff, but that's all been sorted out with the purchase of the fabulous grow clock, which tells her when she can get out of bed, which is a wonderful invention. We've got this kind of storage, which is like a little set of shelves, but it hasn't got drawers. It's got plastic boxes of various sizes, and the boxes are slightly angled upwards so that the little kids can see what's in them. It's a great system. I really like it. It's very sturdy. The boxes hold loads, and I set it all up nicely, and we've got a box of Lego and a box with her train in and a box with her doll's house stuff in it. But it doesn't stay that way. She has discovered that the boxes come out and are handy for carrying things downstairs. So quite often I end up with two or three of the boxes downstairs with books in that she's brought down with her. Thankfully, the big stuff like the train set and the Lego has tended to stay in the bedroom, which has been good. And, you know, she is getting big enough now that if we have similarly aged friends over, she will disappear up into her bedroom with them and they will go off and play. The net result of that is pretty much that everything comes out and goes all over the floor and then has to be tidied away. It is difficult and challenging to get her to tidy up afterwards, and she has the attention span of a gnat, I think, because she will get something out and play with it for 5 minutes and then want to move on to the next thing. So I either spend my entire day chasing after her and saying, no, you need to put this away before you get that out, which seems to be a bit of a drag, or I just accept that we're going to make a token effort to tidy up at the end of the day, and I then have to do a race around and sort everything out. The way I cope with things is I have two big boxes which fit under the coffee table in our lounge. One that's got Catherine's stuff in and one that's got David's stuff in. And at the end of the day, all I have to do is just race around, grab all the stuff and chuck them in the relevant boxes. We do have a number of big toys, like a little toy keyboard and David's swinging chair and things like that, which stay out. But all the little, you know, dolls and cars and that sort of thing, I try to get into a big box at the end of the day, just to try and keep everything under control. Much like Amelia, I suspect, we get glowing reports of how good Catherine is at tidying up at nursery, and she does seem to have she's got a good attitude towards these things. It's just something that I have to continually keep reminding her about, and sometimes I have to have a big argument with her and take toys away, and if she doesn't tidy them away, and things like that. I hope there's some light at the tunnel. It was nice to hear Pawari saying that her boys were pretty tidy and storage helped in their scenario. So, oh, I hope things are going to get better. But Yana, I do sympathise. I think more storage will help, but it won't solve the problem. And when you find a solution, please let me know, because I'd love to hear it. Okay, that's my 5 minutes. Talk to you soon. Bye.